October 27th, 1922. The Divine Will, Inheritance of Jesus for the Creatures. The Two Generations. I was thinking to myself about all that was written in these past days, and I thought to myself, how is it possible that my sweet Jesus has waited for so long to make known all that is humanity operated in the divine will for love of creatures? But while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus, making himself seen with his heart opened, told me, Daughter of my will, why concern yourself? This happened also in creation. How long did I not keep it in my womb, as really formed? And when it pleased me, I put it out. And redemption itself, how much longer did I not keep it within me? I could say ab eterno. Yet I waited much time before descending from heaven and bringing it to fulfillment. This is my usual way. First, I fecundate my works. I form them within me, and at the appropriate time, I put them out. Even more, you must know that my humanity contained two generations within itself, the children of darkness and the children of light. The first I came to ransom, and so I gave out my blood in order to place them in safety. My humanity was holy, and nothing did it inherit of the miseries of the first man. And although it was similar in natural features, I was yet untouchable by the slightest spot that could shade my sanctity. My inheritance was the will of my Father alone, in which I was to carry out all my human acts in order to form in me the generation of the children of light. You see, I was given to form this generation in the very womb of the will of my celestial Father. And I spared no toils, nor acts, nor pains, nor prayers. On the contrary, it was at the top of all the things I did and suffered, in such a way that I conceived it in me. I fecundated it, and I formed it. They were the ones whom the Divine Father had entrusted to me with so much love. They were my beloved inheritance, which was given to me in the most holy supreme will. Now, after having made known the goods of redemption, and how I want everyone to be saved, giving them all the means that are needed, I move on to make known that there is another generation in me which I must deliver, my children who will live in the divine will. And that in my own heart I keep all the graces prepared, all my interior acts done in the sphere of the eternal will for them, waiting for the kiss of their acts, for their union, so as to give to them the inheritance of the supreme will. Just as I received it, I want to give it to them, so that I may issue from myself the second generation of the children of light. If my humanity were not to give this inheritance which it possessed, that is, the divine will, the sole and only thing I loved, and which gave me every good, my descent upon earth would have been incomplete, nor could I say that I have given everything. On the contrary, I would have reserved for myself the greatest thing, the most noble and divine part. See now, how necessary it is that my will be known in all relations, in the prodigies, in the effects, in the value, what I did in this will for the creatures, and what they must do. And this will be a powerful magnet in order to draw creatures, to make them receive the inheritance of my will, and make the generation of the children of light come out into the field. Be attentive, my daughter. You will be my spokesperson, the trumpet, to call them and to gather this generation so beloved and longed for by me. And then, after having withdrawn, he came back again, all afflicted, in such a way as to arouse pity, and he threw himself into my arms as though to find rest. And I, on seeing him, told him, "What is it, Jesus? Why so afflicted?" And Jesus, "Ah, my daughter, you know nothing of what they want to do. They want to gamble away Rome. The foreigners, and even the Italians, want to gamble her away. The evils they will do are such and so many that if the earth were to unleash fire to burn her to ashes, it would be a lesser evil than what they will do. See, people pop out from all sides to join together and storm her, and what's more, under the guises of lambs, while they are rapacious wolves that want to devour the prey. What diabolical unions! They band together to have more strength and storm her. Pray, pray! This is the last precipice of these times into which the creature wants to hurl herself.